Welcome to Blazing Language. I'm Ken Nesbitt. Have you ever wondered why years of memorizing grammar rules still leaves you struggling to understand native speakers? Today, we're exploring a simpler, much more enjoyable path to fluency that fits right into your daily routine. We will look at how your brain actually absorbs new tongues and how a simple change to your daily walk or commute can unlock natural comprehension. Ready to transform your learning journey? Let's dive in. Have you ever spent weeks memorizing vocabulary lists or drilling grammar rules, only to feel completely lost when you hear a native speaker talk? It's a common frustration for adult language learners. We often approach language learning like an academic subject to be studied rather than a living skill to be lived. But what if the key to understanding a new language isn't more textbooks, but simply changing how you spend your daily walk or commute? Today, let's talk about why podcasts are great for language learning and how they can transform the way you connect with a new culture. To understand why listening is so powerful, it helps to look at how our brains actually process language. There's a big difference between learning about a language and actually acquiring it. Language acquisition is the subconscious process that happens when we understand messages, a concept known as comprehensible input. When you listen to content that you mostly understand, even if you don't know every single word, your brain is busy behind the scenes. It's mapping grammar patterns, recognizing word boundaries, and building a natural feel for the language without you having to study a single dry rule. Think about how you learned your first language. You didn't start by conjugating verbs or studying sentence structures. You spent thousands of hours simply listening to the people around you. While you don't need thousands of hours before you can speak your new language, the principle remains the same. Listening is the foundation of everything else. It trains your ear to the rhythm, intonation, and melody of the language. When you prioritize listening practice, speaking eventually becomes a natural byproduct because you already have a clear mental model of how the language should sound. This is where podcasts shine. They are incredibly versatile and fit seamlessly into a busy adult lifestyle. Finding an extra hour in your day to sit at a desk with a textbook can feel nearly impossible, and honestly, it's hard to sustain over the long run. But you probably already have pockets of time throughout your day when your mind is free, whether you're washing the dishes, folding laundry, or taking a daily walk. By putting on a podcast during these moments, you turn routine chores into opportunities for comfortable immersion, building a sustainable habit that feels like a natural part of your day rather than another task on your to-do list. Beyond the cognitive benefits, there's a deep cultural aspect to listening. Language isn't just a tool for exchanging information. It's a window into how other people see the world. When you listen to stories, conversations, and discussions in your target language, you're not just practicing vocabulary. You're absorbing cultural nuances, humor, and historical context. You learn how native speakers actually express comfort, excitement, or curiosity. This kind of cultural immersion is what turns a sterile classroom exercise into a meaningful personal journey. Of course, the challenge for many adult learners is finding content that is neither too easy nor too difficult. Children's shows can feel tedious and patronizing, while native-level news broadcasts can feel like an overwhelming wall of sound. That's exactly why we design Blazing Language podcasts the way we do. We create calm, engaging episodes specifically for adult learners, focusing on real stories and cultural insights spoken at a pace that's easy to follow. It bridges the gap, giving you the high-quality, interesting content you want with the accessibility you need to actually enjoy the process. When you lower the pressure and allow yourself to just listen, something wonderful happens. You stop translating every word in your head and start experiencing the language directly. You might not understand every sentence at first, and that's completely okay. Over time, those unfamiliar sounds will start to separate into familiar words, and those words will form thoughts that click instantly. It's a gradual, peaceful transition from studying to acquiring. So, the next time you have a few minutes to spare, leave the grammar exercises behind. Grab your headphones, step outside for a walk, and put on an episode. Give yourself permission to relax, focus on the story, and let your brain do the work of acquiring the language naturally. After all, language is about connection, and there's no better way to connect than by simply listening.